Sitting behind the two, her navy blue skirt placed them in relief and emphasized the contrast. You could say her skirt, longer than the average girl's, was now serving like a blackout curtain to accentuate a graceful work of fine art. Even the skirt's pleats came across like they might be made of a fine velvet. And when coupled with that pose of hers, her hands joined behind her head, it practically seemed as if she was showing off her vaunted underwear to me. That was how she appeared in effect. She, Tsubasa Hanekawa, did not move so much as a finger. She must have been taken aback. She stood in that pose, allowing her skirt to stay flipped, with everything down to her expression frozen in place. In reality, I doubt that a solitary second went by. But for me, it was like an hour. No, it felt so long, I even began to imagine that my life might reach its natural end before this glimpse was over. This is absolutely not an exaggeration. In that moment, I experienced a lifetime. My eyes were so captivated by her lower half that I felt as though my eyes were about to grow dry. Of course, I understand. The gentlemanly thing to do in this kind of situation is to avert your eyes. Of course I understand that. In most cases, I probably would have done so. I even try my best to look down at my feet the entire while if a girl happens to be in front of me when I climb the stairs. But at that moment in time, I was not so polished a man that I could promptly behave in said manner, utterly unprepared, upon being visited by such a blessing out of the blue. It was like that image of Hanekawa was being burned into my retinas. If I were to die at that moment, and if my eyes were transplanted to another person, that someone would probably be haunted by visions of Hanekawa's underwear for life. That is how shocking it was. The underwear of a model student. Hold on. How long did I just go on describing a model student's panties? While I did return to my senses, by the time I did, Hanekawa's skirt was already back in place. It really had been an instant. As for Hanekawa, she still looked taken aback. And she was looking at me. She was staring at me. How was I to respond? What was I supposed to do at a time like this? I didn't see anything, you know? I tried a bald-faced lie. But my bald-faced lie received no reply from Hanekawa. She only continued to stare at me as she finally finished adjusting her braid and brought her hands down to pat her skirt a few times. Really? Now? For just a moment, she took her eyes off of me and made as if to implore heaven. Then she looked at me again and said, a bashful laugh. Wow, she laughs? What a broad-minded woman, indeed a class president among class presidents.
I don't know what to say.
Hop, hop, hop. Hanekawa kept both of her feet together as she bounded toward me, seeming to use nothing more than the joints of her knees for movement. We had been 10 steps away from each other, but now we were down to 3. A bit on the close side.
For something that's meant to hide what you don't want seen, skirts really are low security. Maybe I need the firewall of a pair of bike shorts after all.
Who knows? Her metaphor left me at a loss. So what does that make me, a virus? Fortunately for her, or possibly not, I'm not sure, no one else was around, including any other students from Naowetsu High. It was just me and Hanekawa. In other words, I was the only one to see her panties. While the fact made me feel a mild sense of superiority over the rest of mankind, let's put that aside for now.
A little while back, people liked talking about Murphy's Law. Maybe I should chalk it up to that. The front of your skirt only gets flipped when your hands are behind you. You're normally careful about the back of your skirt, but the front is actually more of a blind spot than you'd expect.
Yeah, maybe. How should I know? Or rather, yikes, how awkward. I didn't know if it was Hanekawa's intention to make me feel like she was berating me in a roundabout way, but that's how I felt. That said, and while it may not sound very convincing to you after I had looked that carefully at them, the fact that I had witnessed, even unintentionally, Something that girls don't want seen made me feel undeniably guilty. Not only that, she was being so smiley, trying to make something out of it. Please stop. Well, don't worry. I might have lied when I said I didn't see them, but I couldn't see them very well because they were shaded. Of course, that was another lie. I saw them ridiculously well.
Huh.
Hanekawa tilted her head to one side.
As a girl, it would make me feel much more at ease if you just said you got a good look at them if you really did.
Well, I really do wish I could say that to you, but I simply can't tell you anything but the truth.
Is that so? You can't?
Yeah. It's too bad I can't make you feel at ease. If only I could lie to you. Words from a man speaking nothing but lies for a while now.
So this feeling I had that you spent about 2 pages giving a precise description of what was under my skirt, down to the fine details, is all my imagination?
Totally your imagination. Super duper all your imagination. Until just now, I was painting a beautiful visual landscape using words pregnant with emotion. This technically was not a lie. Well, I should get going, I said, casually raising a hand to signal to Hanekawa that I had no intention of continuing our conversation, and began to step forward. I walked away with quick steps. I don't know. Hanekawa was probably going to head home, but I wondered if she was going to send a text message or something to her friends on her way back about how I saw her panties. While part of me doubted that a model student would do something like that, another part of me thought that she would do it precisely because she was a model student. No, Hanekawa probably didn't know my name, but she would have to at least know that we were in the same year, no? As rather overly self-conscious thoughts ran through my head, I began to slow my pace a bit, when...
Wait up a second!
I heard a voice from behind me. It was Hanekawa. She seemed to have chased after me, of all things.
I finally caught up to you. You're a fast walker.
Weren't you heading home?
Hmm? Well, I'll go home eventually. And what about you, Araragi? Why are you headed back towards school?
She had my name down. What? It's not like I was wearing a name tag. Well, I was going back to pick up my bike, I said.
Aha! So you bike to school?
Well, yeah. My house is a little on the far side, and... Hold on, that wasn't the issue. Though it did seem like she hadn't known that I biked to school. Why do you know my name?
What? Of course I know it. We go to the same school, don't we?
Hanekawa said, like it was the most obvious thing in the world. The same school. She said it in the exact same way that someone might talk about knowing people in their own class. Who does that?
Well, Araragi, you might not know about someone like me, but you're pretty famous after all.
I couldn't help but go, huh? No, you're the famous one. And me of all people? My position with a Nauetsu private high school was like that of a rock on the side of the road. I wasn't even certain if my own classmates knew my full name.
Hmm? What's wrong, Araragi? Araragi, with the A written with the left radical for mound, together with the first character in possibility. The two Ra written with the good in good boy, and the Gi you used to write arbor. Your given name is Koyomi, as in the character for calendar, right? So, Koyomi Araragi.
Not only did she know my full name, she knew the exact characters used to write it. Seriously? She knew my name and my face.